Orange Democratic Movement's Secretary General Anyang Nyong'o called for Kenyans in towns across the country to gather for 3 days of protests next week, in a move that it hopes will mimic the Ukrainian revolution that led to the overturning of flawed election results. Just minutes after the plan was announced, Kenya's police commissioner said the rallies would not be allowed. Leaders of the opposition laid blame for the country's political deadlock in the lap of President Mwai Kibaki's government, which says the opposition should bring its complaints to court. Opposition leaders say that the vote count, which has been surrounded by allegations of rigging, was a violation of the Constitution and that the courts are in Mr. Kibaki's pocket. Flanked by opposition presidential candidate Raila Odinga and ODM lawmakers who won parliamentary seats, Nyong'o called the vote rigging and the government's stance a betrayal of the rights of all Kenyans.
The Kibaki side does not want a just solution. It is hell-bent on clinging to power regardless of the verdict of the people of Kenya. The Kibaki side wants only to dictate terms that we should follow. There are no compromises and no second thoughts about what they have done. Talks are just an opportunity for them to delay and silence us while they consolidate themselves in power.
At least 500 people have been killed and more than 250,000 displaced in violence that erupted since Kenya's vote, and neither side has shown much willingness to compromise. On Thursday, Ghana President John Kufuor left Kenya after failing to achieve a deal between the two sides. President Kibaki has named several members of his new cabinet, despite the controversy over the vote, which international observers say appears to have been rigged. Almost all those appointed to his cabinet are political allies, a fact that the opposition has said is proof of his unwillingness to compromise. The government says it is committed to constructive dialogue, but opposition leader Nyong'o says that is a sham.
Stealing is still going on, cheating is still going on. And quite honestly, Kibaki should be embarrassed every day by the fact that he stole. I don't think it's a very good sign to be a head of state who has the extra title of eminent thief.
Meanwhile, on Thursday, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was to arrive with several prominent African leaders to try to broker a compromise. Mr. Odinga's team has said it only wants talks to take place through a mediator, while President Kibaki has insisted on face-to-face negotiations. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.